So that's how I'd like to start. And then the second thing is, it's very traditional at the beginning of teachings, especially for Tibetan Buddhist teachers, to encourage the students to rouse bodhicitta. So I'd like to say a little bit about what that means. And it's especially significant because this text, The Way of the Bodhisattva, is all about, its main topic actually, is the how to work with your own mind and live your life in a way that you develop and begin to open so that you can be of true benefit to other people. It's like how to live in such a way that with your actions and your words you could help others, and just by the model of your life that you could inspire other people. How to wake up yourself so that you could support other people in finding their own ability to wake up from any kind of ignorance, any kind of hard-heartedness, any kind of self-absorption, to help people do that. And so it's said that when you wake up like that, the path of the bodhisattva is very, very connected with this subject of bodhicitta. But rather than give a whole, talk on the subject of bodhicitta, I'd just like to talk a little bit here at the beginning about this idea of what does it mean to rouse bodhicitta at the beginning of a teaching like this. Simply put, it's said traditionally that virtuous actions have virtuous results. And one kind of traditional or classic virtuous action is to listen to the Dharma, to listen to teachings that resonate with a deeper part of you, that somehow inspire you out of maybe some kind of narrow, small perspective, and resonate with the part of you that can stay open. Resonate with your open mind, unbiased, unprejudiced mind, and resonate with your open heart. So when we say rouse bodhicitta, virtuous actions, such as listening to the Dharma, have virtuous results. Results such as less emotional upheaval. Results such as being able to keep your heart open in increasingly difficult situations. It's said that when we act in an open-hearted way, what's called traditionally virtuously, then the result of that is that we ourselves are becoming more and more compassionate, more sane, have a better sense of humor, or more flexible, these kind of things. And not only that, that you might expect that outer circumstances might be more compatible. For instance, suppose you want to spend more time meditating, but you can't because of your lousy health and your busy life and your overwhelming neurosis and and your difficult domestic situation and so forth and so on. So compatible outer circumstances would be that maybe things would lighten up emotionally for you, and you would find your world a friendlier, more supportive place, and suddenly there would seem like more space, like that you could actually find half an hour to an hour, maybe even an hour in a day, where you could spend more time meditating. Or you might find that somehow you had the resources, the finances came to you, and the amount of time that you could go do a retreat or take a weekend like this, or these kind of things. So when it's said that acting in an open-hearted, open-minded way has virtuous results, it's somehow saying that you begin to perceive your world as a more friendly place, more workable place. You're more at home with yourself and with your world. So then we get to the subject of awakening bodhicitta, rousing bodhicitta at the beginning of a talk. This really is means that you have the longing to be able to share with other people your good fortune. That rather than, when things lighten up for us, either outer conditions or emotionally or stuff, right? We